Starting up and shutting down the engine of a tractor trailer is a crucial part of a truck driver's routine. Proper procedures ensure safety, engine health, and efficient operation. Below is a step-by-step guide for starting up and shutting down the engine of a CMV. Starting up the engine. Pre-trip inspection, optional. Before starting the engine, perform a pre-trip inspection as described in the last lesson. Ensure there are no visible issues or safety concerns. Climb into the cab. Approach the cab of the truck and climb inside. Ensure the driver's seat is in a comfortable position. Adjust controls. Adjust the seat, mirrors, and steering wheel to your preferred settings for comfort and visibility. Check the gear selector. Ensure the transmission is in the neutral position. If the truck is equipped with a manual transmission, for automatic transmissions, make sure it's in drive or the appropriate gear. Engage the parking brake. Engage the parking brake to prevent the truck from moving while you start the engine. Turn the ignition key or push the button. Insert the key into the ignition or push the start button. Depending on the truck's configuration, turn the key to the on position but not the start position to allow the truck systems to power up. Wait for the pre-start check. Many modern trucks have a pre-start check system. Wait for this system to complete its checks before starting the engine. You may see indicator lights on the dashboard or hear a sound when it's ready. Start the engine. Turn the key to the start position or press the start button. Hold it until the engine starts. If the engine does not start immediately, release the key or button and allow the starter motor to cool down before trying again. Monitor gauges. Once the engine is running, monitor the dashboard gauges to ensure the engine is operating within normal parameters. For example, oil pressure, coolant temperature, air pressure. Release the parking brake. If everything is functioning correctly and the engine is idling smoothly, release the parking brake. Warm up the engine, optional. Some drivers prefer to let the engine idle for a few minutes to warm up, especially in cold weather. This can help with oil circulation and reduce strain on the engine. Shutting down the engine. Park the truck. Find a safe and level parking spot to shut down the engine. Apply the parking brake. Engage the parking brake to prevent the truck from moving. Shift to neutral manual transmission. If your truck has a manual transmission, shift it into neutral and check systems. Ensure all systems are in their normal operating range on the dashboard gauges. Look for any warning lights or issues that need attention. Turn off the engine. Turn the key to the off position or press the engine stop button to shut down the engine. Allow the engine to idle for a minute or two to cool down and stabilize before turning it off if necessary. Turn off all accessories. Turn off all electrical accessories, such as lights, radio, and climate control. Remove the key, if applicable. If your truck has an ignition key, remove it from the ignition switch and take it with you. Secure the vehicle, lock the doors, and ensure the vehicle is secure before leaving the cab. Properly starting up and shutting down the engine is not only important for the vehicle's health, but also for safety. It's essential to follow these steps meticulously to prevent accidents and maintain the truck's performance. Additionally, these procedures may vary slightly depending on the specific make and model of the truck, so be sure to consult the vehicle's manual for any manufacturer-specific instructions. Motion operating a CMV, especially putting it in motion and coming to a complete stop, requires careful attention to safety, as these are critical aspects of driving a large commercial vehicle. Below is a step-by-step guide on how to put a tractor trailer in motion and come to a complete stop, putting a CMV in motion. Pre-drive inspection. Before getting on the road, conduct a pre-drive inspection to ensure the truck is in good condition and all systems are operational. Climb into the cab, approach the cab of the truck, open the door, and climb inside. Adjust seat and mirrors. Adjust the driver's seat and all mirrors, rear view, side mirrors, to ensure proper visibility. Buckle up. Fasten your seatbelt securely. Check gear selector. Ensure the transmission is in the neutral position, EAN, for a manual transmission. For automatic transmissions, make sure it's in drive, AHD, or the appropriate gear. release the parking brake, disengage the parking brake to allow the truck to move, signal intentions, activate your turn signals if you plan to turn, and use your hazard lights when pulling onto the road. Release clutch, manual transmission. If you're driving a truck with a manual transmission, release the clutch slowly while applying gentle pressure to the accelerator. Apply throttle, automatic transmission. For automatic transmissions, gently apply pressure to the accelerator pedal to start moving. Check traffic. Before moving onto the road, check for traffic in your mirrors and over your shoulder. Accelerate smoothly. Gradually apply more pressure to the accelerator to accelerate the truck smoothly. Avoid rapid acceleration to prevent wheel spin or loss of control. Maintain safe speed. Once in motion, maintain a safe and legal speed, adhering to the posted speed limits and traffic conditions. Coming to a complete stop, signal your intentions. Activate your turn signals to indicate your intention to stop. Check traffic. Check your mirrors and blind spots for surrounding traffic. Be aware of vehicles behind, to the sides, and in front of you. Reduce speed gradually. Begin to reduce your speed by gradually releasing the accelerator. If your truck has an engine brake or retarder, you can use it to assist with slowing down. Apply brakes. When you need to stop, gently apply the service brakes. Apply steady, even pressure to avoid skidding. Downshift manual transmission. Downshift through the gears as needed, matching your speed to the appropriate gear. Maintain a safe following distance. Leave sufficient space between your truck and the vehicle in front to allow for a safe and controlled stop. Monitor braking system. Monitor your air pressure and brake system to ensure they are functioning correctly. Be aware of any warning lights or unusual sounds. Come to a complete stop. Gradually come to a complete stop, making sure the truck is fully stationary before releasing the brakes. Shift to neutral manual transmission. If your truck has a manual transmission, shift to neutral ENNA while keeping the clutch engaged. Engage parking brake. After coming to a complete stop, engage the parking brake to prevent the truck from rolling. Turn off engine if necessary. In some cases, especially for longer stops or overnight stays, you may choose to turn off the engine to conserve fuel and reduce emissions. Secure the vehicle. Ensure the vehicle is secure by locking the doors and taking the key with you when leaving the cab. Remember that safe stopping distances for large trucks are longer than those for passenger vehicles. Always maintain a safe following distance and be prepared for unexpected stops or obstacles on the road. Properly managing your speed and coming to a complete stop are essential skills for truck drivers to ensure safety on the road. Maneuvering on the roadways, maneuvering through turns, curves, roundabouts, and entering, exiting highways safely is crucial for truck drivers to ensure their safety and the safety of others on the road. Here are some tips for handling these situations. Turns. Slow down. Reduce your speed before entering the turn to a safe and appropriate level, considering the size and weight of your truck. Maintain a wide turn. Large trucks often require a wider turning radius. Be mindful of the space your truck needs to complete the turn safely, and don't cut corners. Signal early. Activate your turn signals well in advance to alert other drivers to your intention to turn. Watch the trailer. Pay close attention to the trailer's path and avoid letting it swing wide, which can lead to collisions or property damage. Check blind spots. Be aware of your truck's blind spots, especially on the passenger side, and ensure no vehicles are in your blind spots before making the turn. Curves. Slow down. Reduce your speed before entering a curve, especially if it's a sharp or tight curve. Stay in your lane. Maintain your lane discipline throughout the curve. Avoid crossing into other lanes. Maintain smooth steering. Make gradual, smooth steering adjustments through the curve to maintain control and prevent oversteering or understeering. Watch for signs. Pay attention to posted speed limit signs for curves and adjust your speed accordingly. Roundabouts. Plan ahead. Approach the roundabout at a safe speed and be prepared to yield to other traffic already in the roundabout. Stay in the correct lane. Choose the appropriate lane for your intended exit. The right lane is typically used for right turns, and the left lane for left turns or straight through. Yield to traffic in the roundabout. Always yield to vehicles already inside the roundabout. Do not enter until it's safe to do so. Use your turn signals. Indicate your exit by using your turn signals well in advance. Signal right for a right exit and left for a left exit. Watch for pedestrians. Be aware of pedestrians and yield to them as required. Highway entry exit. Use on-ramps and off-ramps. Use designated on-ramps to enter the highway and off-ramps to exit. Follow the posted signs and merge smoothly into the flow of traffic. Accelerate and merge. When entering the highway, accelerate to match the speed of traffic and merge into the right lane. Use your turn signal to indicate your merge. Plan your exit. Plan your exit well in advance. Check highway signs for exit information and be prepared to move to the exit lane in a controlled and timely manner. Reduce speed gradually as you approach the exit. Gradually reduce your speed while remaining in the exit lane. Maintain following distance. Always maintain a safe following distance from the vehicles in front of you, both on the highway and during exit entry. Check blind spots. Be vigilant about checking your blind spots, especially when merging or changing lanes on the highway. Use your signals. Indicate your intentions with turn signals when changing lanes or exiting the highway. Be patient. Be patient and courteous when entering or exiting the highway. Do not force your way into traffic and allow other drivers the space they need. Remember that safe maneuvering is crucial for both your safety and the safety of others on the road. Always adapt to the road conditions and traffic flow, and be prepared to adjust your speed and actions accordingly. Prioritizing safety over speed is essential when driving a large truck. Successfully straight-line backing a CMV is a fundamental skill for truck drivers. Especially when maneuvering into loading docks or tight spaces, straight-line backing involves moving the truck backward in a straight line without any turning. Here's a step-by-step guide on how to do it. Position your truck. Start by aligning your truck and trailer as straight as possible with the intended path of travel. Make sure your vehicle is positioned at a slight angle to the parking spot or space you want to back into, allowing enough space to safely maneuver. Check your mirrors. Ensure that you can see the area around and behind your truck in your side mirrors. Adjust the mirrors as necessary to get the best view of your surroundings. Set your reference point. Choose a reference point on the side of the trailer that you can see clearly in your side mirror. This could be a specific point, like a marker light or a part of the trailer side. Align the reference point. While looking in your side mirror, slowly begin to back up. Use the reference point to help guide your straight line path. Keep the reference point aligned with a specific spot on the pavement to ensure you're moving straight. Use minimal steering inputs. The key to straight line backing is minimal steering input. As you back up, make small adjustments to the steering wheel to keep the reference point aligned with your chosen spot on the pavement. If the reference point moves to the left in your mirror, steer slightly to the left and vice versa. Monitor your trailer tires. Keep an eye on the trailer tires in your mirrors. If you see that they are veering off the desired path, make slight steering corrections to bring them back in line. Maintain speed control. Back up at a slow and controlled speed. Avoid rushing the process. You can control your speed by gently applying or releasing the brake pedal. Be patient. Backing up a tractor trailer in a straight line can take time and practice to master. Be patient and take your time to make small adjustments as needed. Stop when necessary. If you feel the need to stop to reassess the situation or ensure you're on the right path, come to a complete stop. Use your mirrors and reference point to make any necessary corrections. Communicate. If you have a spotter or someone assisting you, communicate with them to ensure you're moving in the right direction and to help avoid any obstacles. Final positioning. Once you are satisfied with your position and the trailer is in the desired location, stop the truck and set the parking brake. conduct a post-backing inspection after successfully straight-line backing. Perform a post-backing inspection to ensure you haven't damaged your truck or trailer during the maneuver. Straight-line backing requires practice and patience. It's essential to focus on your reference point and make gradual steering adjustments to maintain a straight path. With time and experience, you will become more proficient at this fundamental trucking skill.